What is up, you amazing listeners and viewers tuning in from whichever platform you love to get your podcast from? I'm your host, Chronic, from the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, as well as the host of this wonderful show, Tuesdays with TCK, brought to you all by Atlas Seed, The Autoflower Review, TMB Naturals, and Hydro Bucket. So be sure to smash that like button, comment any questions you have down below, and follow along so you never miss out on any episode that we post. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something I have talked about before indirectly in the past, actually. I've never done just a solo video on it. I have many different podcasts, not on Tuesdays with TCK, but just on the different shows that we've done on the Autoflower Review, with what grow setups or different types of grow setups. So currently, what I used to grow as a in it, wow. What I currently used to grow in is a tent setup inside of an apartment. Most people are either going to be indoors or outdoors. If you're outdoors, you're going to be full outdoor, meaning in an open field of some sort or a backyard space or some sort of like grow bed, or you're going to be in a greenhouse. Greenhouse has a little more protection, and that's, you know, outdoor is pretty much what we're not focusing on today. Outdoor is a whole other ball game, and I'll do a whole other video on outdoor growing setups, pest management, IPM, potential companion planting, all sorts of things. Atlas Seed actually has a wonderful way that they do row cropping or row planting, where they do two rows of lavender or two rows of mint, or a row of lavender, a row of mint, and then in between those, you know, it's two rows cannabis, two rows cannabis, and it helps keep pests away. So we'll do a whole video on that. But today I'm talking about growers who are going to either potentially set up in a basement or those who are in a basement and facing some of the adversities or variables that come with growing in a basement. So what are the few things you need to consider when growing in a basement? Because my tents are now going in a basement. Well, first and foremost, the temperature is a big one. Basements are generally much, much, much colder. The actual cement floor is really, really, really hard on the roots. So if you want my advice, I recommend putting some sort of mat down, lifting your tents off the floor with pallets of some sort, basically making some sort of way or insulating the floor beneath it using, like, they make connectable, like, little play mats that you can put on the floor for, like, kids or working out. Those work great for insulating the tent space, and they work great for making sure that the cold cement floor don't cause any cold shock to the roots, which can slow down development and all sorts of things. The next thing you want to consider as far as temperature being the space around you. If you're in a cold state and it's winter, potentially your basement could be negative degrees. So this is where you running larger lights might actually be a little more beneficial during these times, or maybe running your lights longer hours or at a higher, you know, if you're turning your lights all the way to 100% and raising your lights so that you're not burning your plants, but you're heating up your space a little more. All of these can make adjustments, because the nice thing about basement grows with tents is the outside temperature of that basement might actually be like 68 degrees or colder, but your internal temperature of your tent could be anywhere from 72 to 84 degrees based on your light, and that outside temperature is kind of keeping that insulation of keeping the warmth, you know, from not getting too hot, right? It's cooling things down because you're constantly intaking and exhausting cool to hot air into the room. That's, you know, when the hot air is being exhausted into that atmosphere, it's going to get cooled down just by the natural room temperature. So basements are beneficial to grow, and if you have heat problems, right? So if your stuff's too hot, basements can help with that, right? Now, the other problem, or the other variable, and I shouldn't say problem, because it's actually, this one's going to be very happy for my situation, because I have had to deal with humidifiers and trying to make my veg spaces in my flower spaces proper humidity for so long, because Colorado is so dry and I am on the third floor of an apartment building. So pretty much no humidity whatsoever is in my apartment. It is very dry in here, 30% or less sometimes, super, super dry. What's really nice about basements is, because basements are underground generally, that's why they're basements, the moisture in the natural earth and actually in the cement and everything, there actually is a natural humidity to basements that are usually upwards of 40%. So you kind of get to be within that range that you need to be for growing naturally. So there's a happy pro for me, but that pro can be a con for another grower, where if you're in a humid state like a northeastern state or Michigan or something like that, where your basement is, super cold and it's super humid, on top of the relative humidity already being excessively high, well, that's when you run into problems and you'll need a dehumidifier, right? So there's always pros and cons, but that is one con or one pro to think about with a basement, is that the humidity can be a little excessive. So you may need a dehumidifier for your space if it becomes a problem. One thing that I will be adding to my space is an air purifier, because basements do have stagnated air most of the time, just the way basements function, unless they're fully renovated with all the AC and all that fun stuff. But adding an air purifier can just purify up the air a little bit, help stop that mugginess. It can reduce some of the humidity in the relative atmosphere, so it is nice to have a filter going, an air purifier going for just that space. Now, the next thing you need to consider is, your basement finished or is it an unfinished basement? And how unfinished is it? Is there drywall on the walls or is it just insulation exposed? Is there potential for a lot of bugs and pests? Is there a lot of cobwebs, dust, and things like that? If there are, then you're definitely going to need a carbon filter on both of your fans, and you're going to need to make sure all your tent is fully sealed so that bugs and pests can't get into your tent so easily. You also want to consider having enough of a CFM, I think is what it is, or whatever how they monitor the speed of fans. You want your fan to be pretty high, creating a positive pressure atmosphere or creating a negative pressure atmosphere, one of the two. Generally, positive pressure is better. That way, pests really don't have a chance if they get into your tent. There's too much wind to they'll be blown around and kind of get blown to shreds, especially fungus gnats and things. But in unfinished basements, generally you find a lot more cracks and crevices for spiders and things like that. Those aren't necessarily the scary pests to worry about. It's more like the mites and things that can get into those little cracks and crevices. So what I do suggest as a potential way to help yourself is make sure you treat your basement with something. Maybe go along the edge of where you're going to grow. Make sure that you create kind of like a spider line or an insect line that insects aren't going to want to cross. If you have a little additional income here and there to grab just a simple drywall sheet to put over those exposed walls or 2x4s with the insulation, A, it's going to help with the sound. B, it's going to help with the insulation a little bit more. And C, it's going to prevent bugs. It's going to give one more barrier for bugs to have to try to get through. So that will help your space. On top of it, it will help all of the prevention of the insulation potentially causing dust or dust getting trapped in areas where you can't clean and creating a dirty space. Now, for those who have an exposed ceiling or an unfinished ceiling, like what I will have in the basement that I'm working with, there's a few options. You can hang tapestries on top of the ceiling. you'll definitely want to clean and make sure it's not a fire hazard. Another option is to get foam board and just simply tack up some foam board right above your area so you don't end up having dust clusters above your tent and things like that. And it's just easy to sweep or vacuum. And again, it's one more step of prevention from a bug dropping onto your tent. So there's those options. But generally, most of the time with unfinished basements, if you're renting or if it's not your home, you really can't touch the walls or you can't put up drywall. So most of the time, it's just going to be a matter of maybe tacking up some foam board pieces or just maybe throwing up some panda plastic. Something that's simple that can be taken down that isn't a fire hazard. That is just like one step of prevention. Panda plastic is very inexpensive, reusable, and really, really great. It comes in large sheets and rolls, and you can literally make a whole little grow room out of it if you wanted to, if you didn't have tents or you wanted to make a bigger space or custom spaces. But that is pretty much the few variables off the top. Now, I guess the other variable that you have to think of would be smell. A lot of people don't think about this, but basements do trap smell a lot because they are underneath the house. There's not too much ventilation in a basement unless you have windows open and things like that. So the reason I'm going to be setting up the air purifier is to be a second defense against my flowering plants, which my carbon filter will be the first defense against. This is where I recommend having a good carbon filter to scrub your air that you're exhausting, because all of that basement will become a muggy space if you don't have an air purifier constantly scrubbing it, and it can smell pretty dank, and that smell will eventually travel up through your house, and you'll have a house that reeks of cannabis most of the time, especially if your AC is pulling air from the basement to recycle it. So that's where you have to consider, having the smell and how much you want to smell it and things like that. I guess the other one would be if you're going to dry cannabis in a basement, just make sure that the space that you're drying in is a very clean tent, and you are checking for pest and pest management every day. One thing that is a really, I guess, a good thing you could potentially have in a basement is you can get little gnat traps to catch any potential gnats or little flies or fungus or fruit flies or anything like that that come in. The main one, honestly, is just if you live in northeastern states or southeastern states, having ant traps. If most southeastern places don't have a basement unless you're getting more towards the Georgia, like North Carolina, South Carolina area. Most places in like Alabama, southern Georgia, and Florida don't have basements because of the sand, and you can't really dig down without reaching water. You're like right in water. But for those who have basements in those areas, sugar ants and fire ants can be, just ants in general, can be a big problem. So having ant traps is a really good one. But my favorite is just having either a professional company or using a product. I haven't looked up products lately in 2024 because I haven't had to use one in many years because I'm on the third floor of an apartment. So it's kind of like pest management by itself. You know, I'm up on the third floor. Pests generally don't go to the third floor. They're going to stay to the first or second. But with looking it up, I'll be looking up products that I can just go buy from either Home Depot, Walmart, or one of the local stores, Amazon, whatever it is that you're able to get your hands on. But something that I can spray a line that's not harmful to myself to breathe in over time, that's not like cancerous or anything like that, or like dangerous to my pets. But basically something I can go do like once every 3 months or 6 months and create like a invisible insect line basically for the basement. And that's something generally as a homeowner, if you don't like bugs in your house, we used to do it in Florida all the time where we'd have a company come spray basically an invisible spider and insect line, and we would never have spiders or scorpions in our house because they're very prolific. But there's certain chemicals and there's certain essential oils and stuff out there that literally insects will smell, and they will head the other opposite, complete opposite way. They won't even want to try to go across it. And like cinnamon oil will kill a lot of various insects, including fungus gnats, actually. So there's different types of things that are useful that are all natural. So you can look up your own products that you like. But that's generally the fundamentals of setting up a basement grow. If you're not going to grow in tents and you're going to openly grow in a basement, you are 1,000% without a doubt going to want to make sure that it's a finished and renovated space that has sealed walls and cracks and everything like that, because dust, dander, and pest will come within those, that fiberglass and all that insulation. There will be some form of mites of some sort, and if you are open growing with no renovated ceiling, some sort of bug or pest or infestation is going to likely happen, or you're going to potentially get a powdery mildew from, you know, a spore landing on your stuff. Like, so that's why I always say if you're growing in a basement, you should build a closed room, whether it's building it with 2x4s, building it with panda plastic, using a tent, building a renovated room, whatever it may be. You want to do an enclosed space that is fully cleanable, and every bit of the space is wipeable, and you can prevent pests from coming in. Pests are really the biggest issue in basements because they're underground, because generally pests go to those cooler spots or go to the boiler where it's warm and things like that, or just depending on what it is, like there could be cracks and crevices and it's just a perfect breeding ground. Unfinished basements are usually perfect places for pests. So if you have an unfinished basement, you just have to do a lot more cleaning. You have to make sure that your space is clean that you're working with, and just all that fun stuff. So without a doubt, that is my whole spiel for setting up in a basement. I think one of the more fun podcasts here I'm going to do in the future is when I actually get my space set up, I'll actually sit in front of my space. I'll actually break down my space without the fans on so you guys aren't getting blasted the whole time. I'll walk around with the camera, and I'll actually show you guys the space. And for those who are on audio only, I'll make sure to do my due diligence of describing everything that the viewers will see on the video. But I figured that will be a fun podcast for you guys and growers. All you guys and gals and growers out there, to literally see how I set up my space. Maybe I'll show you where I put my Canatrol, put all of the little things to make it functioning, where I put my table for pressing and doing my work and all that fun stuff. So you guys will see how I set it up, all the little tips and tricks I have in the future. And then, like I said, in a future episode, maybe that episode, I'll break into outdoor growing tips for greenhouses and just row cropping and things like that that are outdoors, or raised bed and such. So there's tons and tons to talk about. If you guys and gals ever have a question or want me to talk about a specific subject because you're curious or you need to know something particular, definitely comment down below and let us know. And hit me up on Instagram if you do. I will be getting back into the realm of social media and things again. It's been a while since I posted, and I've taken probably about a 2 to 3 month hiatus on just my cannabis page, just because of I needed a mental break. I needed to get away from social media for a bit, because I have to do it with cannabis, or I have to do it with tattooing as well. So balancing everything was getting a little whoo, but I'll be posting more. I'll be updating all sorts, and I'll be doing a lot of YouTube videos here soon. So expect a ton of stuff with Canatrol. My entire review, which is 2 thumbs up, 5 stars, 10 stars, whatever you want to say, 10 out of 10 for the Canatrol, from having now use the Canatrol for multiple weeks and used product, consumed product out of it that has cured and aged. So, definitely excited for that review and excited for everything to come. So, without further ado, much love, happy growing, and peace, everyone.